And we are back here on Out of the Woods. Yeah, we have some live music in the studio for you this week, all the way from the West Coast. Yeah, we have a lot of listeners out there, don't we? Keyless and Cloud are here. Very excited. Play them a lot here, and you've heard them on the show many times by this point. Of course, you heard me messing up the name, but we got it right now. Welcome to Out of the Woods.
Thank you so much. Happy to be here.
So you are on a big tour right now. You guys are all over the place. You were in Portland, Maine last night, and you were in Vermont before that.
Yeah.
And just rolling down the road.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, this is the first 2 weeks of the two-month jaunt around the country.
Making our way all the way back to California, in theory.
In theory.
We don't plan ahead.
Is this your first tour out our way?
No. Actually, we have been here with you, but yeah, we've been here a few times.
It's first time to Massachusetts on this trip, and then this is the first long tour with all three of us. Mm-hmm. It's generally been Maria and myself, and then Oscar has flown out to various locations. But yeah, so we've been out to the East Coast several times. I'm not keeping count, but probably at least four times.
At least, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So as a duo, you've been together playing since what, 14, something like that?
At the end of 2011.
11, yeah, okay. Started. Okay.
The first record came out summer of 2012. That was the duo record. Mm-hmm. And then Oscar.
Met him a year later.
Yeah, we met Oscar, I think it was December of 2012, on a gig. Playing with a guy named Josh Eden, but
whose brother we just stayed with in Portland.
Yeah.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah.
So no longer just a duo. Yeah, you have Oscar over here on the bass and the big old doghouse.
Yeah,
bass.
We've upgraded our car
to accommodate
him. Yeah.
They wanted to strap the bass to the roof of the Volkswagen Golf, but they refused.
Well, that's how they used to do it in the old days.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Old big-ass guys just get a big strap and just, like, strap it down.
That's right. It's just a piece of furniture.
Yeah. Right.
Mm-hmm. Builds character.
Excellent. Well, maybe we could get you folks to play something.
Sure. Totally. I'll do the title track of the new album. It's called Shake Me Now.
One, two, three.
Shook the highway, a feather in the wind. I saw the rise of Santa Fe burn in my eyes. In my eyes, I saw the rise of Santa Fe. You saw me coming, you were standing in the holding a guitar in your hand. You had me running through the desert wanting more, to be sung to be rocked again. Shake me
now. Thank you.
Virginia. Rolled out my mat and lay beneath a flood of stars. Don't know what drove those lights to shine, my heart to beat, my eyes to blind, my legs to follow, my way to find. Shake me now. I am falling, I'm a feather in the wind. Take me now. I am falling, I'm a feather in the wind. Shake me now. I'm falling, I'm falling, I'm falling.
Gillis and Cloud. Yeah. Nice stuff. Love it. Love it.
Thank
love it.
Thank you.
Love. Yeah, turn that off there.
You're a double tasking over there. Multitasking.
That's right. That's right. On a shoestring budget here. Like I said, Gillis and Cloud for you here live on Out of the Woods. And they're traveling through and on a snow. It's going to be a little bit of a snowy day out there, I think.
Yeah, I got some flakes going, hovering around. It's beautiful for me and very exotic. I haven't spent much time on the East Coast, so.
Now, you guys live in San Francisco currently?
We live in that area, kind of scattered around a little bit, but I have lived in San Francisco before, and that's where Rory was staying. Oscar lives in Berkeley, across the bay.
Okay, very cool.
Yeah.
Very cool. Mm-hmm. Yeah, real estate out there, you have to pay, what, $1 million to buy a tool shed or something?
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah, we can't even afford a tool shed.
Tools aren't included.
Yeah, I think I saw an empty lot somewhere in Oakland for like $300,000 or $400,000. Just like a, yeah, basically probably a parking lot.
Yeah, there might be a move in our future.
Yeah, maybe. Mm-hmm. I've gotten away without having my own place for 7 years, so that's how I deal with it.
Well, I was reading that you once lived in a Toyota Corolla, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah, that thing got rear-ended
when I
on
met
a tour,
him.
Otherwise
yeah.
I'd probably still be doing that.
Very cool. Gillis and Cloud, maybe get you guys to do another one for us.
Sure.
What do you guys think? Want to do Mississippi?
Sure.
Sure.
That's another tune on the new record. It's called Mississippi River, and it came out of a trip to New Orleans. One more. No, other way. Yeah, Maria and I were on a tour, and we passed through New Orleans for 24 hours, and that was enough to leave a lasting impression on us. There's a lot of intense energy in that space. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Walking crooked in the quarter, leaning on his shoulder. You are the apple of my heart, honey, I did stray. Mississippi River, I am not your child, I am not your girl, but I wish that you would take me in your arms, carry me away from New Orleans. I met a gypsy down in Jackson Square with two lonely eyes and lavender hair. She was holding a silver necklace out to passersby. It was her grand the baby in her arms was hungry, crying with a siren's tears. Mississippi River, I am not your child, I am not your girl, but I wish that you would take me in your arms, carry me.
Keyless and Cloud, live here for you on Out of the Woods. Neat stuff.
Why do you call it Out of the Woods?
Well, when I started doing this particular show, I had been out of radio for maybe 10 years as my son was growing up and stuff. And I came back to it full tilt. And I was what on earth am I going to call it? So I was like, I'm sort of like coming out of the woods.
Yeah,
I've been in the woods now, for 10 years.
Yeah. Oh, cool.
So Rory and Maria, you Are you both California natives?
Yeah. Yes. Southern and Bay Area for me.
Yeah. And Oscar, I get the feeling that you're not necessarily from California originally.
Not from California, no. I was born in Sweden, and then I grew up in upstate New York, and then moved to California 12 years ago. So I've been there a little while. Feels like home now, but I'm not from there.
It's funny how I figured that out, huh?
Yeah. Did you just intuit it?
Yeah, clairvoyant, yeah. Something.
Yeah, I'm the only one in the band with hair less than shoulder length. It's kind of a giveaway.
We're working on it.
California thing. I actually used to have long hair. When I first moved to California, it was about as long as Maria's, which is past her shoulders.
Very cool. Well, you can tell the folks back at home that we have some IKEA furniture.
Oh, great. IKEA is not doing that well. My brother works there. He's a young Swedish man. He works there. He's just telling me the other day because of the online sales, IKEA is actually not doing that well.
Huh, interesting.
They seem like such a giant entity, but I guess even they are affected by the changing marketplace.
Well, that's too bad, because it's good stuff. Good stuff. Yeah. Maybe there'll be some sales. Helis and Cloud are here. And they look like they're ready to play another one, all tuned up, ready to go.
Yeah.
On My Way Tonight. We're going to play this tune called On My Way Tonight, and it's also on the new release. And there's a couple of guest musicians on this recording. Brian on percussion, and Stuart Duncan on fiddle, which is quite exciting for us.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he's a fiddle legend.
Yeah, I know.
We didn't get to meet him. He came in and overdubbed it afterwards, but it was still kind of cool hearing him play along with us.
And say the bill.
Yeah. Oh, and he also played lap steel on this tune, and Allison told us that this is the first recording he's ever played lap steel on, and he absolutely killed it. Yeah. Such a great job.
Cool.
All right.
My clothes are in a pile on your floor. Light bulb in my chest is burning out. Outside the river's riding restless through Montana. On the back of a memory, she takes the long treacherous way. Baby's gonna find that sea. Ooh, you know I'm a little inclined to follow. Take my hand and swing me to your song. Ring me like a church tower rings a bell, and I'm back from the gates of hell. Ring me sweetly, I'll be on my way to feeling fine, just a little lonely. Ring me, I'll be on my way to feeling. Find just a little lonely. streets of Hillary, sweetly, I'll be on my way tonight.
Beautiful. Listen to that sustain going off, trailing off there. Nice.
We had Oscar singing that one with us, too. Just mentioned that.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Very cool. Keyless and Cloud, once again, here on Out of the Woods. Now, you have the new CD coming out very soon. I think it's March 17th, officially on Compass Records.
Yeah.
Called Shake Me Now.
Mm-hmm.
And your previous one, which is very similar to it. What is the genesis? What happened there?
Well, so, Beyond the Rain was how the record was formally titled. Formerly, I should say. And essentially what happened is we kind of threw that record together. We put our own tour together at the time. We were basically still working on our own. We were booking all our own shows. We didn't have any management or anything like that or any kind of publicity. And it was a less formal arrangement with Compass. And then over the last year, we've sort of built up a little team around us, and Compass kind of decided that they wanted to do a bigger push behind the record. So they had us come into the studio, and we recorded that last track you just heard, and we cut a new version of Beyond the Rain, a totally new arrangement. And so they basically like rebranded the record, retitled it. We did all new cover art, and so Beyond the Rain no longer exists. It's now disappeared from the ether.
That's right.
And there's a new version of Black Sky Lightning on the new version of the album, which was recorded with one mic in this studio setting where we actually also made a video. It's a really cool recording that sounded cool enough that it deserves to be on the record, and so that's on there too, kind of as a bonus track.
Yeah, Brian, there were a couple of guest musicians on that as well, a lap steel player and a drummer. It was recorded in Oakland. It was a cool concept. This producer, John Cuniberti, had this concept of one mic, one camera, one take. So it's like a stereo Ruben mic, and he just mixes by physically placing people about the room to get a stereo spread, and then the camera guy rehearsed it. He learned the tune ahead of time, and then he kind of like learned when different instruments were coming in and out, like when there was something that needed to be highlighted, and so he had a whole like choreographed sort of sequence for himself throughout the tune. It was cool to be a part of that.
Cool.
I have to ask about the photo on the cover, too. You have that... You're all morphing into one.
Right? Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that was kind of artistically put together by Compass after a video or a photo shoot that we took where we were, like, sort of experimentally just shaking her hair. And they sent us a picture of it because it, originally it wasn't, layered like that.
Yeah, it's a composite.
Yeah, so it kind of works for the title of the title track of the album, or the title of the album.
Sort of a good representation. I like how you put it. We're sort of melding together. That's sort of our...
Yeah.
Like our vibe together.
It's very cool.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you want to play another one?
Yeah.
Sure. What do you guys want to play?
Black Sky?
Sure. Since you're just talking about it.
Yeah. It's a segue.
You had that all
it's
planned.
It's a radio thing. You talk about something, you play it.
Sounds a little bit like a show.
So yeah, we're going to play Black Sky Lightning now. And this was born out of a trip Maria and I took cross-country. We were on our way to Nebraska City, which for those of you who have been there is a bit of a misnomer. It's not really much of a city. We were in the middle of nowhere. I don't even know what highway that is going through Nebraska. And all of a sudden it started hailing golf balls. So we waited that out under an overpass for a minute and continued on, and it was one bad omen after another. Turned over cow, four turned over semis. I don't know what blew through there before we got there, but it looked like it did some damage. And then ahead of us, midday, the sky was black and lightning was shooting back and forth. And that was where the gig was. So we made it unscathed. But that imagery really stuck with us. And Maria took that and sort of created this narration around a character telling somebody who's sort of ignoring the storm on the horizon and turning to a bottle to, you know, get their head out of the bottle and come inside before it's too late.
We have cat noises going on over there.
Little cat symbol at the end.
Cat character.
Hungry symbol. Cats. Awesome. Keyless and Cloud, once again, here for you on Out of the Woods. Yeah. I love you guys. You guys are awesome.
Thank you.
You guys are perfectly in the pocket of what I do on this show. Mm. You guys are out of the woods music for sure. Very cool.
That's good.
Well, we should probably take a quick break here and get in that station identification and all that stuff. So we're going to do that for you right now. We will be right back after this.